You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
The TikTok clock has started. Of course, the US is going through efforts to ban TikTok or force TikTok to be sold to an American-owned company. And the Senate has passed the first bill that relates to this new law. Our tech expert, Paul Stenhouse, has the details for us. Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Yeah, not just that. The president has signed it into law too, Jack. I know. So this is now happening, which is kind of crazy. But TikTok, they're kind of just turning a blind eye in some ways. Well, they're actually fighting it. I guess their parent company is turning a blind eye because their parent company posted overnight that it has no plan to sell TikTok. They just don't even want to engage. They're like, do your thing. Reuters is reporting now that they say they just prefer to shut it down in the US. Don't even bother.
Wow. Right?
If you're going to do this law, don't even ban it. We're going to shut it down because they say their algorithm is such their secret sauce that effectively if you sell the app, you're selling the algorithm and that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, man, don't even worry about it.
So what do you reckon is going to happen with this? Because obviously the US election later this year is a kind of elephant in the room when it comes to this law.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, it's obviously got a huge audience. About 134 million folks in America are on TikTok. And so, Jack, it's funny, isn't it, that the politicians want to ban it, but their campaigns are using it for the campaign to get the message out. It's a little bit of hypocrisy. But I guess you've got to advertise where the people are.
Yeah.
But this bill has had bipartisan support, which, of course, in the United States is very difficult to get. So it could actually be that both Trump and Biden see eye to eye on this one.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's going to be so interesting to see how this unfolds in the coming months. Meta is now pumping $40 billion into AI. This is just staggering.
Yeah. So this is their entire spending of their whole company. So all of their R&D, this is across AI and also across the metaverse. They had just planned to spend $37 billion this year, just $37 billion on R&D.
Yep.
Yeah, just $37 billion. Now they're going to spend that 40, right? But they have got cash, Jack.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they announced their earnings for Q1 this week. Their profit was more than double of Q1 last year, coming in at $12.4 billion.
Oh.
$12.4 billion for the quarter, profit, that is. And just to underscore how big a company like Meta is, and this is important, right? Because as they're rolling things like AI out across their products like WhatsApp and Instagram and Messenger, so many people are going to be interacting with it or be exposed to it who may not have even maybe played with AI before, because they have 3.2 billion people using at least one of their apps every day.
Wow. It's not far off half the world's population.
Correct. So when you take into account who maybe uses it once a week or once a month, that number's probably getting up there. 3.2 billion people every day. Now, they obviously own WhatsApp, so you want to message your friends, message your family. It's probably the driver of that. But it still shows you that the impact that Meta can have on the world. But look, all this AI stuff, Jack, we're still figuring it out. And Mark Zuckerberg is basically pleading to his shareholders to trust him, that he's got this, that the money will come at some point. Just as it did with Reels and with the stories. They didn't make any money when they first launched either, but he thinks the money will come.
Yeah. Oh, we'll watch the space. Thanks, Paul. That's that is just staggering, eh? What a bet, $40 billion, even with the kind of money and revenue that Facebook, Meta, and Instagram are all turning over at the moment.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.